Perhaps it's because there are no recordings of Buck Clayton during his 1933-34 stay in Los Angeles that his colorful chapter there is often overlooked. Barely out of high school, Clayton started out trying to break into the music business in L.A. where he worked odd jobs in a barbershop, a garage, and a pool hall. In Los Angeles during the 30s, Central Avenue was a jumping jazz district, and Buck became acquainted with notable musicians there, popular bandleader Paul Howard, bassist Milt Hinton, and bandleader Charlie Barnett. He worked for Lionel Hampton, and when the Ellington Band came out to Hollywood to make the film Murder at the Vanities, he met Duke and most of his band. It was also in Los Angeles where Clayton first met his inspiration, Louis Armstrong. In that first meeting, after hearing Armstrong at the West Coast Cotton Club, Louis showed Buck how to make a gliss, that is a smeared note, on the trumpet, and introduced him to marijuana. Clayton also became familiar with noted Hollywood celebrities and entertainers of that day, gangster film movie star George Raft, black character actor Stepin Fetchett, who traveled around town in his own caravan of five Cadillacs, and a prominent boxer named Gorilla Jones, who used to stroll down Central Avenue with his lion cub on a leash. Buck worked briefly in the movies as an extra in a few films and had brief encounters with the likes of Loretta Young and Ginger Rogers. Duke Ellington even threw him a big wedding party. And because Duke's band played, it was attended by stars like Mae West, George Raft, and the star of Murder at the Vanities, Carl Brisson. Weeks later, Buck was on his way to Shanghai, where his band The Gentlemen of Harlem accompanied the orchestra of Teddy Weatherford for a lengthy residency during 1934-35 at the top nightclub there, the Canadrome. Here's Buck stretching his chops with bands led by saxists Don Byas and Benny Carter.